All right, everybody cough up some green for the lady. Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in tipping?
You know what these chicks make? They make shit.
Don't give me that. She don't make enough money, she can quit.
I don't even know if fucking Jew would have the balls to say that. Let me just get this straight. You don't ever tip, huh?
I don't tip because society says I have to. All right, I mean, I'll tip if somebody really deserves a tip. If they really put forth the effort, I'll give them something extra. But, I mean, it's tipping automatically. It's for the birds. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're just doing their job.
Hey, this girl was nice.
She was okay. I mean, she wasn't anything special.
What's special? Take you in the back and suck your dick?
I'd go over 12% for that.
Look, I ordered coffee, right? Now, we've been here a long fucking time. She's only filled my cup 3 times. I mean, when I order coffee, I want it filled 6 times.
6 times? Well, you know, what if she's too fucking busy?
Words too fucking busy shouldn't be in a waitress's vocabulary.
Excuse me, Mr. Pink, but the last fucking thing you need is another cup of coffee.
Jesus Christ, I mean, these ladies aren't starving to death. They make minimum wage. You know, I used to work minimum wage, and when I did, I wasn't lucky enough to have a job the society deemed tip-worthy.
You don't care they'd count on your tips to live?
It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was great. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. Starting over is not what life is about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.
Smallest violin playing just for the waitresses.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about. These people bust their ass. This is a hard job.
So is working at McDonald's, but you don't feel the need to tip them, do you? Well, why not? They're serving you food. But no, society says, don't tip these guys over here, but tip these guys over here. That's bullshit.
Waitressing is the number one occupation for female non-college graduates in this country. It's the one job basically any woman can get and make a living on. The reason is because of their tips.
Fuck all that.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm very sorry the government taxes their tips. That's fucked up. That ain't my fault. I mean, it would appear that waitresses are one of the many groups the government fucks in the ass on a regular basis. I mean, if you show me a piece of paper that says the government shouldn't do that, I'll sign it. Put it to a vote, I'll vote for it. But what I won't do is play ball. And it's non-college bullshit you're giving me. I got two words for that. Learn to fucking type. Because if you're expecting me to help out with the rent, you're in for a big fucking surprise.
Sounds of the 70s continue.
Thank you.
that as good for you as it was for me. Hey, what's going on? You hear that? Don't go anywhere, I'll be right back.
Sheriff's been a German shepherd.
They're waiting for you?
As long as there's a bunch of cops hanging out in the men's room parking. I walk through the door, they all stop over the parking lot for me. Look.
That's hard, man. That's a fucking hard situation.
German shepherd starts barking. Barking. obvious. He's barking at me. All my senses, blood in my veins, everything, man. I'm screaming, take off, man. Just bail, just get the fuck out of there. Panic hits me like a bucket of water. First there's a shock of it, bam, right in the face. I'm just standing there, drenched in panic. The chicks look at me, and they know, man. They can smell it. Sure as that fucking dog can. They can smell it out of me.
Shut up. Hey, so anyway, I got my gun drawn, right? And I gotta point it right at this guy. And I tell him, don't fucking move. And this little idiot's looking right at me, nodding his head yet, and he's saying, I know. But meanwhile, his right hand is creeping towards the glove box. And I scream at him, I go, asshole! I'm gonna fucking blow you away right now. Put your hands on the dash. And he's still looking at me, nodding his head, I know. And meanwhile, his hand is still going for the glove box. And I said, buddy, I'm gonna shoot you in the face. You don't put your hands on the fucking dash. And then this guy's cool, this real sexy oriental bitch, She starts screaming at him, Chuck, what are you doing? Listen to the officer, put your hands on the dash. So, then like nothing, the guy snaps out of it, casually and puts his hands on the dash.
What was he going for?
This fucking righteous.
Ha! You're kidding.
No, man, stupid fucking citizen doesn't know how close she came to getting blown away. That close, man.
Jack shit. I do. The cocksucker that tipped off the cops and a Mr. Brown and Mr. Blue killed.
Mr. Blue is dead?
Dead as Dillinger.
How do you know all this?
It was the only one I wasn't 100% on. I should have my fucking head examined going ahead when I wasn't 100%.
That's your proof?
You don't need proof when you have instinct. I ignored it before, but no more.
You lost your fucking mind.
Joe. You're making a terrible mistake. I'm not gonna let you make.
Come on, guys. Nobody wants this. We're supposed to be fucking professionals.
Larry, look. It's been quite a long time. A lot of jobs. There's no need for this, man. Let's just put our guns down. And let's settle this with a fucking conversation.
Joe, if you kill that man, you die next. Repeat, if you kill that man, you die next.
Larry, we have been friends, and you respect my dad and I respect you, but I will put fucking bullets right through your heart. You put that fucking gun down now.
God damn you, Joe.
God would wanna be such an asshole. best deliver. If God takes life, he's an Indian giver. So tell me now, or you'll tell me never. Who would wanna be? Who would wanna be such a control freak? Well, who would wanna be? Who would wanna be such a control freak? You want from me, you deserve it all. Nine times out of ten, our hearts just get dissolved. Well, I want a better place, or just a better way to fall. But one time out of ten, everything goes perfect for us all. Well, I want a better place, or just a better way to fall.
Here we go.
If God controls the land and disease, keeps a watchful eye on me, if he's really so damn minded, well, my problem is I can't see. Well, who would want to be? Who would want to be such a control freak? Well, who would want to be? Who would want to be such a control freak?
Larry, stop pointing that fucking gun at my dad!